Okay, the digital life hack, it just got better because coming up after it, hear one of the most engaging calls from my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show. Yeah, funny how that works. Caregiving is a rewarding experience, but it also has its challenges. One way to make it easier is by using smart plugs. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Smart plugs turn ordinary items like lamps and fans into smart gadgets. Instead of plugging whatever directly into a wall outlet, you plug it first into a smart plug and then the wall outlet. This way, you can control things right from your smartphone. It's a game changer, especially if tasks like turning off a light or TV are difficult for your loved ones. You can check if things are on or off without needing to be in the same room or even when you're out of the house. These plugs can be also set up to turn on and off automatically at certain times. This can help prevent accidents like tripping in the dark or leaving an appliance on too long. A simple smart plug can make a big difference in maintaining independence and safety for your loved ones while giving you peace of mind. Get more tech smarts with my free newsletter at getkim.com. All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear. Ken in South Bend, Indiana. Hello there, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Oh, I had sent in a question and was wondering if you could help me out with something with my, it's work related. So I'd like to find something that allows me to email questions from my desktop to people's cell phones.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it gets to be of a hassle, doesn't it?
Well, I have, the job I do, I sell auto parts, and I have like four or five different boards that I monitor, kind of like Skype, and so you're constantly getting bombarded, and then other people text me a lot. I got a lot of customers that text, and I just got so much going on, it's real hard to stop doing something on the computer.
To pick
go
up
to
your phone.
Yeah. And tech, you
you're
know.
Like, yeah. Okay. And you're like, okay, so now I got to stop here. I'm going to put the put this down. I'm going to go pick up my phone, and then I got to find the message, right?
Yeah. I've actually done some stupid stuff before where I'm doing too much at one time. I start typing on my desktop, which I should be on my phone texting. So I look over there, oh, this is a stupid thing. Good, let everybody know he's seen this. But
or I always like,
I don't know if there's a program that does that or not. I didn't know if you knew anything.
No, there is. You know what? There's a couple ways you can do this. And are you on Windows or Mac?
Windows.
Okay. A couple ways you can do this. At least you haven't done what I've done. Sometimes I send the wrong message to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, no, I've done that before.
Okay, good. And I'm like, oops, that wasn't really for you. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Is that what's really great is that once you have it synced up, is that you can have almost like a mirror of your phone right on your Windows desktop. And
cool.
You'll be able to, you'll be able to send and receive text messages right there. Again, it's just like a window on right on that Windows desktop. And it's really not hard to set up. But John told me, one of our IT geniuses here, told me that it took him a couple of times to authenticate the phone. And so just keep that in mind. It's called the Your Phone app. Okay, Your Phone. And we'll send a link to you. But if you can go to the Microsoft Store and you search for Your Phone, you download it, and then it's going to launch on your PC, and then it will ask you your specific, you know, OS and what kind of phone you have.
Galaxy, okay. Samsung.
All right, so that's perfect. So then you select Android, you continue. It's going to give you a QR code that you're going to scan on your phone, and then you just set up the link, and then you're good to go, and then you'll be styling. You'll be like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Awesome.
You know, another thing that you can do just in a pinch is that a lot of people don't realize this, that you can send an email to a phone if you put the cell phone number at
and then use their service, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but you know,
I tried doing that before, and I could do that, but it's kind of cumbersome because you'd have to ask everybody, Whose carrier do you use? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then it takes a while for it to get through. And may take a couple of minutes, whereby if you're used to instantaneous communication with that text, which everybody is. You're sitting there, you're like...
You get spoiled if they don't answer, like, within 2.5 seconds.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't it? It's like, I think we've all lost... I mean, we have, like, this short attention span theater. Because, like, whoa. And then you call them. You're like, what took you so long? You're like, hey, yeah. I was busy. I didn't get it.
Yeah. I was tying my shoes. Sorry.
Sorry. I was in the bathroom. I actually had to tell my sister that the other day. I'm like, she's like, how come you didn't answer the phone? I was like, I was in the bathroom, okay? I mean, give me a break. So anyway, it's called...
Here's the video. See, prove it.
Yes, right? So it's called Your Phone. Go to the Microsoft Store, search for Your Phone, and then you can download it, and then you'll be good to go, Ken. Thank you so much for your call. Hey, huge thanks for tuning in, folks. And if you've got a question that's burning a hole in your brain, just drop me a line. Head over to commando.com, with a K, of course, and tap Email Kim. Yes, I do read every single question. Now, for tech insights you can't afford to miss, grab my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.